This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. The prospect of an open seat for governor has sparked a frenzy of political posturing in recent weeks, but the field of potential candidates for statewide office is dominated by men. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermont has long fared poorly when it comes to electing women to high-profile offices.
By one measure, at least, Vermont is doing okay when it comes to women in politics. More than 40% of the state's 180 legislative spots are occupied by women, the highest rate in the country. But that statistic hasn't translated into gains in the upper echelons of political power. And the gender imbalance in statewide offices here puts Vermont in the bottom third of states nationwide.
We actually do pretty poorly.
That's Sarah McCall, executive director of Emerge Vermont, an organization that recruits and trains Democratic female candidates. In the 30 years since the state's only female governor left office, only four women have been elected to any of Vermont's nine statewide posts. And perhaps most inauspiciously, says McCall,
Vermont is one of three states that's never sent a woman to Washington, D.C.
Barbara Palmer is a professor of political science at Baldwin-Wallace University and the executive director of the Center for Women in Politics of Ohio. Palmer wrote a 2012 book called Women and Congressional Elections, and she says the power of incumbency makes it hard for women to break into offices held mostly by men. Palmer says the climb is especially steep for women in small rural states where opportunities for open seats are few and far between.
So when you combine incumbency and lack of opportunity, which I would argue is unfortunately the case in Vermont, when you only have one U.S. House member plus the two senators, it's very, very difficult to get women into those positions.
So what does a state like Vermont do to rectify the imbalance?
It comes down to two words, candidate recruitment.
Transportation Secretary Sue Minter is the only female candidate publicly weighing a run for governor right now. Madeline Cunin, Vermont's first and only woman governor, has long worked to boost the ranks of women in statewide offices, but she says convincing them to run can be a battle in itself.
Man easily steps up to the plate and says, hey, I can do this. A woman is more likely to say, am I really qualified?
Emerge Vermont tries to get women to answer that question in the affirmative. Once they get to yes, the organization offers a five-month training course on fundraising, messaging, organizing, and the other nuts and bolts of campaigning. Representative Heidi Sherman, a Republican from Stowe, is one of the few women mulling a bid for higher office in 2016. Studies have shown that female office holders are more likely to work across the aisle. Sherman, who says she might run for lieutenant governor, says that in her experience, women lend a more collaborative dynamic to statehouse negotiations.
Women, I think, go after things a little differently than men sometimes.
McCall says female office holders differ from their male counterparts in more than just style.
They're also more likely to lead on issues that have to do with family, equity and human rights, women's rights, children's issues.
McCall says Governor Peter Shulman's decision not to seek re-election caught her by surprise. She says she would have liked a couple more years to develop the bench of female candidates prior to the reshuffling of the statewide deck chairs. But she says the organization has its sights set on gains in the 30-member Vermont Senate, which she says could provide a high-profile platform for statewide candidates of the future. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.